Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio. 710 AM, 103.7 FM. This is the time, this is the place, this is the occasion to engage in conversation, and we welcome your calls, 576-7710, or if you're calling long distance, 816-576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with...
Jude Hunts, Chancellor for the Catholic Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, along with...
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Michael, I was just sharing during the break something that I should have shared at the top of the hour. If you want a religious experience, especially during the burgeoning greening of the world, like right now in Kansas City, go on a hot air balloon ride. And Priscilla and I did this Friday evening with, I want to give a shout out to Jason Jones, the proprietor for Old World Balloonery, and it was absolutely beautiful. Just an extraordinary event. I am deathly afraid of heights, and so this was a little challenge, but just like when I've been in a biplane ride, it kind of shook it out of me, and after a while, you just go along. Have you ever been on a hot air balloon ride?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Leo Eisenberg, who was for many years a resident of Kansas City, and Eisenberg and Company had a hot air balloon, and I was always fascinated. He took me up. The experience is absolutely moving in terms of being moved by the wind alone. Until they turn that jet on, and my goodness, isn't, because one of the things I thought of is, if you remember the old B'nai Yehuda, I thought we could have it inflated inside the sanctuary and have the service there from the balloon. Option B was in the parking lot, and the benediction would be, you can always get back to Kansas and we take off.
You go where the wind takes you.
Pretend it takes you to Kansas. Right? Yeah. That said,
so that would have given new meaning to the High Holy Days then.
It's a better meaning than often people do give to it. Yeah. But the awkward piece for me, Bob, was beautiful when you look out, but when you look down and realize it's just a wicker basket holding you up there. You know?
It is a wicker basket. Thank you for the wicker basket. I feared for my cell phone falling over the side when I was trying to take a picture or two.
Listen to you. That was something they didn't have in my day.
So I will tell you, it was phenomenal. The balloon is one of the bigger ones in the greater Kansas City area, and it's 8 stories tall.
Oh, my.
We are in a building here at the KCMO Studios that are 6 stories tall, and it is... a third again taller than this building, from the bottom of the basket to the top of the vent. And we must have looked phenomenally large as we kind of did a little treetop hopping through some neighborhoods. We were supposed to sit down at 163rd Street, but we sat down eventually at 119th. That's what you could get. But you go where the wind can allow you to get. You can't steer it as
You're absolutely right. There is no steering.
Yeah.
Except for going up and down in thermals.
Yeah. So where
did you land on 100?
Well, we landed behind Town Center in a little triangular piece of turf that is not yet developed.
Thank God they had that.
It was either that or across the street there was another place we could have landed, but that was the best place. And then we couldn't bring down the balloon because there were stakes for the next development on that place, or it would have torn all the balloon itself. So we had to move it, 25 feet. But mm-hmm. Jason Jones gave us a very good ride, a very thrilling experience, and you do get the perspective of the immensity of the earth
mm-hmm.
and the verdure, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, it escapes language how beautiful it can be on a day where it's not overcast and there's plenty of growth going on, especially during this time of year. Anyway, I highly recommend it. And it was a gift that I gave Priscilla for her birthday last year. We finally got it in. We finally got it done. We've got a caller here, a person who's called 576-7710. We've got all kinds of topics, by the way. The excommunication.
And your topics out there, whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, whatever anybody wants to talk about, give us a call. And we're going to go to Madeline. Madeline, you've got religion on the line.
Good morning, boys. How are you this morning?
Great.
Hi, great. Thanks, Madeline.
I'm good. I wasn't going to call in this morning, but this immigration thing, I've thought and prayed so hard about this and very grateful to my grandmother and grandfather who did this. But I can understand why they tried to get over or get here because I computed, I have all the information about our family. It took my grandfather, cost him $832.42 to bring his wife and three children over here from Naples. Of course, he was originally from Florence. He worked very hard for 3 years before he could do that. But I did not. That is a lie. My granddaughter computed this. And you know what that would cost today?
I'm going to guess over $5,000.
Oh, try again. It would just short of $30,000.
No kidding.
And like I said, he had to... he had to stay here, and he went back every year because he was a little better educated. He worked for the railroad, and they sent him to promote the young men to come and work. And it took him 3 years years after that to pay this off. Yeah. So this is a difficult thing. I know nothing about all this, but I can see why this could become a problem. If it were me and I was already in New York or Chicago, I would have never made a good pioneer person. My grandmother came with my mother was just about 8 months old, and they had to leave a boy behind because when they got to the boat, he had a cold or whatever. How hard that must have been. This is not an easy thing.
No.
I listened to you, Jude, and I realize we haven't any idea.
Right.
We are among the lucky ones. And
yeah, and our Italian ancestors faced a lot of discrimination when they got here.
That's right.
There's a very famous story about the Italian community in San Francisco. They were reviled. They weren't even allowed to have a bank account, and so they had to start their own little bank called the Bank of Italy. That was only for Italians because they couldn't get a bank account anywhere else. Well, in 1906, the great earthquake of San Francisco hit, and the only bank left standing physically was the Bank of Italy. Now, those Italians had a choice. They could have been like the people who treated them. But they wound up writing every loan to rebuild the city of San Francisco. And the Bank of Italy still exists today. It has a slightly different name. It's called the Bank of America.
Great for them. Well, you know, that was it. But I do have a request.
Sure.
You know what I would so much like to hear? I don't know what they do at the synagogue, Rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
I know what we do at our church in Reverend Hill. I'm not sure, but I know on a Sunday you could go to any Catholic church and you would have the same readings and a homily. And I would like very much sometime for each of you, because I can read Jude in the key, but I would so much one Sunday hear what you said or what you were going to do or what you're...
Mm-hmm.
for that week.
You know, you're dangerous giving us that invitation, you know.
Why?
Very dangerous. Well, because we'll just go on and on about it. But, Madeline, you're very kind and generous to tender that invitation. Protestants would find this as the familiar, that where they went, it would be different from where they came from.
Uh-huh.
Catholics have great reassurance in the regularity of the lectionary, the stability of the Mass, uh-huh. but that's not what draws Protestants. It is more the uniqueness of the music. They will be looking for extraordinary music, probably. They'll be looking for a good preached word.
That's what I want to hear.
And they'll be looking... And we have worked hard at it, and when we've worked hard at it, then usually there's some blessing in it, at least for the preacher.
Well, you know, I could go Sunday, I wish I could, go to three different churches. The homily will be different. This is what I'm geared for to you. I realize everything you're saying, but I want to know, I'm sure that there'd be another minister from your community that would the homily would be different.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is what's so unique. And that's what I look for. And so that's what this is selfish. This is very selfish and I know that. But sometime I would like to hear maybe just a little bit of what your
sure,
homily would be
sure.
like. And also I don't understand it would be important, and I think other people would enjoy it, too. So I'm going to hang up, and to all of you, until you're better paid, God bless.
Thank you, Madeline. Appreciate
we
it.
We don't do this for the money.
We're going to go to Mike. Oh, no, we got to take a break. Okay, Rick. Hey, Rick, we're going to kick it to you here. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Michael Savage.
And you wonder why traditional societies around the world hate America, and most particularly hate with a passion American base culture. They don't want their children's minds polluted by the vermin of Hollywood who disseminate this filth throughout the world.
A Savage Nation. Weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City, providing superior service and attention to detail for over 20 years. KansasCityDoor.com.
The grocery store, the bank, or even the post office. I'm Karen Godfrey, president of the Kansas National Education Association. And no matter where you're heading with your child, make each stop an opportunity for learning. Read labels at the grocery store together, count money at the bank, and talk about where your package is heading at the post office. Working together, parents and teachers can make this a successful school year for every student in Kansas.
A message from the Kansas National Education Association.
Hey, Dave here to tell you that it's time to get your air conditioner tuned up and ready for summer. Call my friends at Lee's Summit Heating and Cooling. Take advantage of their early bird special with a 16-point clean and check for only $79. They also have a new system special right now with over $2,200 in instant rebates. Call 816-525-7218 or online at lsheatcool.com. Tell them Dave sent you for more discounts.
There are a lot of kids in this country who didn't have a parent at their baseball games or recitals because their parents were serving in faraway places. But now their parents are coming home from battle, some with wounds you can see and some with wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Every day, Wounded Warrior Project assists wounded warriors and their families with the Warriors to Work program, a program that helps warriors translate their military experience to civilian job experience. And they help employers find the right warrior for the right job.
My mom used to be a tank programmer. Now she works with computers. I'm really glad she's home because I can't eat my dad's marshmallow macaroni anymore.
I was 2 when my dad went away to war. He was there for 3 of my birthdays. Now he's home and he's a logistics specialist.
If you're looking for proven professionals, contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
We used to get together every week. She's been home from her last deployment for months now, and I haven't seen her once.
He's just been different since he got back from Iraq. One minute he's ready to go, and the next he doesn't want anyone around.
The nightmares are back and seem to be getting worse. Shouldn't he be sleeping better after all these years?
A lot of people don't understand what veterans go through during their service or when they come back. And that's okay.
But everyone can help.
You can make a difference in the life of a veteran.
You stood by us when we were in uniform, so stand by us now.
Like my brother did, when he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Like my wife did, when she asked the right questions.
Like my friend did, when she made the call.
Take a stand for those who served our country.
If you're a veteran in crisis, or know one who is, the confidential Veterans Crisis Line is here for you. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since turning 40? How many times have you stood in front of the mirror and thought, I really need to lose this weight? Well, if this sounds like you, please call the Ambrin Hotline at 1-800-594-4614. At Ambrin, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, and sleeplessness, and yes, effective weight loss. We understand the unique challenges women over 40 face, and that's what makes us so different. Our solutions are designed specifically for you. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin Hotline right now. Call 1-800-594-4614 and start losing pounds. Best of all, this exclusive offer is 100% guaranteed, but it won't last forever. So if you're a woman over 40 looking to lose weight, call Ambrin today and start losing pounds now. Call 800-594-4614 right now. That's 800-594-4614. Again, 800-594-4614.
He's telling everybody. Get the message and get Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 9 to 11 on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Now at 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Jude Huns, Chancellor for the Catholic Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And we're going to go to Mike. Mike, you've got Religion on the Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I just wanted to respond a little bit to the conversation you had with Rick earlier about the comments of 150 years of policy or whatever, however we might want to term that and everything. And I reminded me of one of the things that I use and I share with people, and 150 years ago we were in the middle of a civil war here in our country, and when the Senate thought this wasn't going the way they intended, that we're in a bigger mess than we thought, their suggestion was that to have the president declare a day of humiliation, fasting, and repentance, and in that proclamation, the effective proclamation given by Lincoln. I think it's the same place we are today. I think it reads as relevant as reading, I've got the New York Times June 16th paper. We're in a mess, and we've forgotten God. And we thought we did all this, and that divine justice judges nations as well as individuals. Mm-hmm. And we may be subjected to punishment in this world, but the promise was if we repent from those things, then the examples set before us are that God has withheld those judgments. And I think we're in that same place. We talk about the cycle of drugs and everything, but we've forgotten God, and we have thought that we... it's created a vacuum in our hearts, and we've filled it with the wrong things. And there are those that make money out of filling it with the wrong things, whether that be sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever it is out there, just worldly wealth out there. And judgment does come. And so when I picked up on my vacation out of town to Colorado, the New York Times, and it talked about, I hadn't seen these letters before, ISIS, Islamic State of Iran and Syria, and...
Iraq and Syria.
I'm sorry, you're... Iraq and Syria. And when the pronouncement by a leader said, groups leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi had a clear message for the United States. Soon we will face you, and we are waiting for this day. And they're talking about a caliphate that sees the world under universal Islamic rule. And to regain and renounce some of the international declarations that we've had that have governed things in the past. And right next to it is a column that says that our leaders pushed for Iraqis to mend their sectarian rifts. And yet the paper is just full of all the unrest in all parts of the world. And
you think there's enough repentance and humiliation that needs to be leveled at all countries too? I mean, I'm just saying every country could call itself to.
Thinking there's a uniqueness in that proclamation of 150 years ago. It says we have received the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have.
Yeah, I mean, it was about the civil Lincoln. Had this grand vision, but it was specifically about, you know, healing the rift of our civil war. Could another nation have a similar sense of, we have really messed up, we have really sinned, we need to have a day of repentance and humiliation as well? Could somebody do that? I mean, I just am asking, Michael. Mike?
I guess what I'm saying is there are many, if you look in the book of Revelations, there were many, there were churches, and there was a letter to each of the churches. And I know those were specific churches at that time, but if we lead by example, that church at Laodicea, that seemed to be the most painful one there, where it said you were neither hot or cold, you were lukewarm, and I wish you had been hot or cold.
And you believe that
Yes,
right.
I believe we're lukewarm.
Okay, all right.
I believe we have a spiritual. We talk about, well, we've got a spiritual. Well, we are. if we wonder what's happening in our society and we look around, if God's not happy when people fly planes into tall buildings and kill 3,000, and we remember that. How much more unhappy is he when every working day is a 9/11 event for the unborn?
And, okay, all right.
We just wake up in the morning and we just drive to work.
I think a lot of people think about it. And other people would talk about something different than abortion, but the treatment of the poor and the feeding of the hungry children and the need to reinforce public education. And make it grand.
Other people would also try to take the focus away that 3,000 every day are the victim of God's creation, and they never.
Can we talk about any other issue, or is that always going to be a top issue for you?
Well, it's always an issue that I don't wake up in the morning and can't ignore it. And
okay.
I've got an idea that I took to Colorado with me. This last week to share out there, and I'm anticipating making what I think would make a difference in people's ability to wake up and not think about that.
Okay. Goodbye. Thank you for your call.
Bye.
We are going to take a little break, and we'll be right back, and we appreciate your call, Doug, and you, and you, and you, 576-7710. Do give us a call. We're going to be right with you after these messages.
The
KCMO Morning Show with Greg Knapp.
When you get socialized medicine, you have to ration care because you run out of money.
Well, we ration care right now, too.
You're right. There always is some kind of rationing of care to some degree. The point is, do you want the government in charge of that? Or would you like to be in charge of that with your doctor? That's the difference to me.
Don't miss out. Listen to the KCMO Morning Show with Greg Knapp. Weekday mornings from 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Islamic militants strengthening their position in Iraq, seizing a fourth town since Friday. Secretary of State John Kerry starting a tour of the Mideast, touching down today in Cairo.
Aides traveling with Kerry told reporters that American and Iraqi officials are still finalizing a legal agreement under which the U.S. service personnel that President Obama has announced he is dispatching to Iraq can freely operate.
Fox's James Rosen. The Supreme Court due to reveal opinions on several cases this week.
The case garnering the most attention is known simply as the Hobby Lobby challenge. Owners of the retail chain claiming a religious exemption to the Affordable Care Act's requirement employers provide health insurance that includes contraception options.
Fox Radio's James Albert. 300 migrants will be flown from Texas to California for processing tomorrow. A surge of Central Americans to South Texas has led to 174 arrests in September. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Another hot and humid day is headed our way with temperatures climbing into the low 90s this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and southerly winds will be light between 5 and 10 miles per hour. We will keep an isolated chance of a shower or thunderstorm in our forecast through the afternoon into the evening hours. Better rain chances arrive overnight into your Monday morning. Temperatures Monday afternoon will be cooler with highs in the low 80s. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
Enjoy a gourmet inclusive vacation at Eldorado Spa Resorts and Hotels and Azul Hotels by Charisma when you book through Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. These luxurious properties are all located in the Riviera Maya, Mexico, and feature a la carte themed dining. No reservations required, unlimited premium beverages, beach and pool butlers, freshly grown produce in on-site greenhouse, amazing spa facilities, spacious suites, including guaranteed connecting suites to accommodate family and group stays, amazing destination wedding locations, including chapels, sky weddings, beachfront gazebos, and more. Azul Hotels by Charisma are family-friendly properties equipped with Fisher-Price co-branded family facilities and teen club. Our pack and play program features strollers, cribs, playpens, changing table, baby bottles, sterilizers, and Gerber gourmet food. Receive great benefits if you book today. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive getaway and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays of Kansas City 816-505-1500 or online at cruiseholidayskc.com.
This is Frank Curtis from Shawnee Heartland Assisted Living, Johnson County's privately owned and operated assisted living community. Proudly having received 5 straight deficiency-free state surveys. As one family member said, at Shawnee Heartland, you care about your residents and it shows. If you're considering assisted living, call and ask about our move-in special. Come home to the Heartland. ShawneeHeartlandAL.com. We're not a giant corporation, we're family.
This is NASCAR driver Kurt Busch. The fast lane isn't just for race car drivers anymore. Now there's a faster VA claims filing process for veterans. When you file an electronic fully developed claim, or e-claim, for disability compensation on e-benefits, you can get a faster decision than the standard process. Why wait? Visit ebenefits.va.gov today.
E-claims. Online VA claims made simple. A message from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
This is KCMO Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7. Cutting through liberal bias with a Fox News laser. KCMO.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Jude Hunts, Chancellor for the Catholic Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And we are going to go to Doug. Doug, you've got religion on the line.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for your time. I'd like to speak to the immigration issue that we were earlier. Anyway, this is coming from small town Kansas. We live 30 miles from packing plant here. Now, they pay good wages, and our kids coming out of high school would like to go to work for that packing plant. The problem is they do not speak Spanish. They cannot work. They can be hired, but they cannot work on that floor because they cannot speak Spanish. Now, the money that the people earn there is sent back to Mexico, and it does not contribute to our economy here. And the problem is those that are not sending their money to Mexico, and I'm talking about the native born Americans, they are being required to support these kids and these immigrants coming across the line.
Right, I heard what you said. I don't understand that last comment. I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, the money that these kids coming out of high school, entry-level jobs, is not being put...
Entry-level jobs at the packing plant.
Yes.
Where you're, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Cutting up meat, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
That money is not being put into our economy here in America to support all these people that are coming across the line.
Okay, well,
actually,
hold on.
Some of it does.
Yes, of course it does. But here's the other thing. Okay, people aren't walking across the border to get to Kansas to work for a meatpacking plant. Here's what's really happening, because I've seen this happen here in Missouri. Meatpacking plants are going down to Central America and recruiting those people to come up here. And they are lying to those people about their immigration status and whatnot. They will work those folks for 89 days, and they will let them go. Why? Because at the 90th day, the company is then required to run E-Verify on them. So they will work those people for 89 days and then let them go. And then those people are in this country unlawfully, okay, through no fault of their own. They were recruited there by these meatpacking plants. So this is not the failure of immigration policy. This is the failure of large corporations taking advantage of people in great need. This happens all over this country, and that's why... That's happening.
I'm sorry, but I know people from Colorado through Kansas that are employing Mexicans.
Yeah, because they can pay them less. Because they can pay them less. That's why they're doing it.
These are the ones that came across the line and came up this far. I know from Route 77 coming up through Corpus Christi up into Chicago and north.
But would you lay a challenge? Would you lay, Doug, a challenge to the businesses? I mean, nobody's forcing the business to do that. They're doing it of their own volition.
They are.
Could I shift the conversation?
Yeah.
I have no doubt that there are people who steal the border and send money back and are modest in their contribution to the economy, et cetera, et cetera. They're here. However these folks got here, and, you know, in the estimate, I don't even know how they do this, is that somewhere on the order of 11 million undocumented people, and they're not all from Mexico, to the contrary, mm-hmm. But that aside, what would you do? Would you kick them all out, or would you try to find some road that now that they're here, we've got to find a way to make this work for everybody?
What I would like to see is them go back to their own country now that they have tasted America.
You know that's not going to happen.
Well, may I...
But you know it's not going to happen.
What I would like to see is the encouragement of them to go back to their country.
And do what?
These.
What are they going to do there?
Let him go ahead. Let him go ahead, because I think he's talking about deportation.
No, I'm talking about, deportation, self-deportation. Give them the, with the understanding of what America is, go back to their own country and do exactly what our people did 1776 and take over their country and give themselves their own jobs.
Yeah. That's a lot of self-understanding of how this country really was formed and how it developed and upon whose backs the labor was wrought. And
There should be no way that we might be able to resolve the illegal immigrant status to find some legal status. They need to leave. Is that correct?
They should leave. Okay. They should go back and get their own country back.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Instead of coming here and transforming our country into their country.
That's exactly what every immigrant group did in the history of our country.
And the other reality
is... By the
is,
way, and the us and them, you know, I want my Latino brothers and sisters to feel welcome here, just as I want my German-American friends and my Italian-American friends and my African-American friends and my Asian-American friends. I want us to be this country. That's what we've been, and that's what makes us a beacon of welcome and freedom to the world, I think.
And if you look at...
We cannot be that beacon to the world if we don't have something to support us anymore.
And you know what that is? It is immigrants who create... No. If you look at the history of this country, the largest economic expansions of this country happened with large waves of immigration. Because those people not only fill jobs, they create jobs. They create their own industries. That has always happened. If you heard my story about the Bank of Italy, and now it's the Bank of America, okay, that's my point. Okay,
I'm by legal immigrant.
No. Listen, these are distinctions without a difference, okay? I'm from Italian descent, okay? We were called WOPs, which meant without papers. Okay, a lot of us were not legal or documented or whatnot, and we took a lot of crap from this country, okay, and we still do, okay? So I don't want to hear this talk about legal versus illegal, because the attitude toward immigrants, regardless of whether they're legal or illegal, is still the same in this particular country. That's a fact. Okay?
That is the problem. You don't want to hear it up in the top of your ivory towers.
I came down from a lower middle class background in Buffalo, New York. Okay, I'm from a poor background. Don't talk to me about who I am. Okay, don't you do it.
We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Mark Levin. Mark Levin.
So the bigger problem or the bigger issue is the welfare state. It's the welfare state, whether we're talking about longtime American citizens, Hispanics, Asians, Blacks, Whites, everything in between. It's the welfare state that's killing the Republican Party, just as it's killing the nation.
The Great One, weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Hello again, Kansas City. Joe Antall of Van Subaru and the Van Autoplex. I know I talk a lot about the Van Subaru family experience, and by now you've probably seen the very powerful national Subaru campaign, They Lived, featuring the true story of the family whose Subaru was destroyed in an accident, and everyone involved commenting on how they lived. I have a very personal slant to this story. Let's call it She Lived. My wife and I were very excited to get our 17-year-old daughter her very first Subaru, a really nice 2004 Subaru Forester. However, less than 2 months after getting her new Subaru, my daughter got in a very serious accident and she rolled her Forester. Thank goodness she walked away with a couple of bumps and a very bruised ego. And thanks to her Subaru, she lived. 3 days later, my wife and I saw our beautiful daughter on her way to her senior prom. I'm thankful for the Van Subaru family experience, and I want to share it with you. 8 minutes from downtown on Vivian Road and I-29, or see us online at vansubaru.com. Stay tuned for more.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today.
1-800-941-9483. InstaFlex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. InstaFlex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-941-9483. Call now for your two-week InstaFlex sample. 1-800-941-9483.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-916-5635. That's 1-800-916-5635. 1-800-916-5635. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since turning 40? How many times have you stood in front of the mirror and thought, I really need to lose this weight? Well, if this sounds like you, please call the Amberin Hotline at 1-800-594-4614. At Amberin, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, and sleeplessness, and yes, effective weight loss. We understand the unique challenges women over 40 face, and that's what makes us so different. Our solutions are designed specifically for you. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberin Hotline right now. Call 1-800-594-4614 and start losing pounds. Best of all, this exclusive offer is 100% guaranteed, but it won't last forever. So if you're a woman over 40 looking to lose weight, call Amberin today and start losing pounds now. Call 800-594-4614 right now. That's 800-594-4614. Again, 800-594-4614.
Greg Knapp. Coming up Monday on the show, 8:05, we're going to talk with a state rep who says he wants to change the Missouri Constitution to protect your electronic privacy. We'll also give away free tickets to the new Dinesh D'Souza movie.
Say you're full of it. Time is tight here, and we're not Booker T and the MGs, but we are the Religion on the Line crew, and we are delighted that you've tuned in to 710 AM, 103.7 FM here this Sunday morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Jude Hunts, Chancellor for the Catholic Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus Temple B'nai Yehuda, and whether we're full of it or not, Robert Lee Hill, watch out for that microphone.
Yeah.
a little exercise there, Jude?
Sorry, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Passion is not something one needs to apologize for. The challenge, it does seem to me, is how it's not a conversation anymore, you know? It's not possible that there is an openness on either side of this equation. I hear that guy's fear, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a fear.
But it shouldn't be distorted by the facts. You know, that's the thing that's so frustrating from my perspective.
Well, and the assumption was that all of those people in Kansas were undocumented.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's, you know,
and that meatpacking jobs are the highest rung up the economic ladder that everybody should aspire to.
Right. Well, and in small towns, sometimes that is the only employer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And those are very, I understand that fear.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to look at what the real dynamic is going on sometimes, and it's not always very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bob had mentioned, you know, the starting of this country was on the backs of indentured servants and slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always managed to find another group of people to be the indentured servants and slaves.
And the we has changed.
Right.
The we who have been in power over time have changed.
Mm-hmm.
I was just watching a television show, and they were talking about some conflict with not having all the African-American leaders on one page, and they said, yeah, well, we've got the first generation of black millionaires coming into estate tax land and wanting to not have to pay so much tax. That very interesting time. So we've got some calls. Let's go. We got a lot here. Noah, Noah's Ark, Charlie, is that what you want to talk about?
Yes. Yesterday in the religion section of the paper on the last, on the inside of the last page, the minister discussed the Noah's Ark, and of course they mentioned the movie. In fact, that's what it was about. And the one minister gave a marvelous explanation of her interpretation of the moral lesson from Noah's Ark story. And it concerned the God's abandonment of humans, and then he made an exception and saved a few. And I thought it was just a brilliant dissertation. They had ministers of various persuasions give their opinions on that column. And it
right.
was just wonderful yesterday. That's
well,
my...
and you know, to Reverend Penny Elwood and Reverend Perry Suchsdorf, kudos out to them.
That's I don't know. I think women should be silent in church.
That's all I had to say. Thank you.
But what about the synagogue, Michael?
Nobody's quiet in the synagogue.
Charlie, we're going to send you some coasters. How about it? Are you still there, Charlie? Oh, he's Charlie's gone.
Okay.
On 1 foot, the lesson for Jewish tradition is multivalent, but violence always leads to destruction, and Noah is not a hero because he only took care of himself.
All right. We're going to go to Jim. Jim, you've got religion on the line.
Good morning, boys.
All right.
I've been working with Guatemalans for 7 years.
Through what enterprise?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. Is this a nonprofit or a business?
It's business.
Okay. All right.
They laugh at us, and they just send that money home. And to those families, they start new ones here. They get welfare.
All of them laugh at us, and all of them send all of their money back.
Almost.
That's what you're saying.
Almost all of them.
All of them that you work with, or all of them anywhere?
That I work with.
Okay. All right.
9 out of 10.
And what do you want to discuss?
Laugh right in our faces.
Okay, what do you want to discuss?
And they just say, be as sympathetic as you want to be. They'll take it all.
Okay. That's not been my experience, but that's been your experience, and we'll just have to disagree. So,
except for 7 years, I've experienced it. And it continues, and it continues.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry for your experience, because I agree with Bob. It's not mine at all. And even folks who send money home have to live here and have to spend some money here. But, and there might even be somebody who laughs, but I doubt it. I really doubt it. I mean, you know, they're the CEO of the company. Why don't we move on?
Okay. Are you there? I guess you're gone. All right. We're going to go to Anita. Anita, you've got religion on the line.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Lighten up a little bit. When I was a kid, I lived in Italian territory. The old Mother Palermo was my neighbor, and she saved my life. When I was growing up, there was a Salvatore Privatera that has watched over me as a widow and a very wonderful man who just simply would live simply, sharpening the blades of our beauty shops. These are useful, useful things. And I can tell you that I was in a Catholic hospital in another state even, and the nuns stood around me and prayed that I would be able to have my baby and be safe, and I was. Lots of good things come from the privateers, the Palermos, and then when I grew up, I went through a period of time when I was an opera singer, and there was a Maria Malpe that taught my voice to go like an angel. I tell you, I love these immigrants, and they come in and they be as helpful as they can, but and they struggle through their difficulties, and they bring children into the world that will be good to us and protect us. Tell the people of your congregation to lighten up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's good in everyone, and sometimes there's more good than they can see.
Well, I think that you've got a good word there, and people at Community Christian Church know that already. I think that people at the Church of the Little Flower, Teresa of the Little Flower, also know that's Jude's congregation. Mm-hmm. So, and Michael, I would bet
we're all immigrants.
Well, yeah,
and she makes a good point. You know, these folks are valuable not just because they're useful, but they have an intrinsic value in and of themselves because they're human beings, and we care for them.
And by the way, when I was in St. Louis, there was a Jew that did me a favor like you cannot believe. It's a human need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As they do their best to live and live on their own. They're very independent people when they have the nerve to come across that
but,
line.
But the dispute has really been about the status of illegal immigrants in our country now, and what can be done, which seems to be nothing but at this point in the polarization of our society.
Yeah. Well, Rabbi, life is not illegal. They are trying to live.
That's right. That's exactly
Anita,
right.
Anita, we thank you for your call. We're going to send you some coasters. How about that?
No, not today. But thank you for giving me the air.
All right, Anita. Thank you very much. And we're going to go to Chris. Chris, you've got religion on the line.
Yes, one of the first things I wanted to say was, after listening to the rabbi, he says that people aren't listening, people aren't communicating, and it's because there's a certain group of us that are not listened to, we're shut down.
Right.
Because our views are not acceptable. And I will say that when we're talking about illegal versus legal, and the illegal immigrants are taking jobs away from the legal refugees. And it used to be that when people came legally into the country,
that's not correct.
No, I worked in a refugee clinic. I know. And
oh, sure. Okay. These,
well, please, I just wanted to finish this because I know time is short. Mm. When people came in through the legal immigration process years ago, they were physically screened, medically screened, and they had to be self-sufficient. They couldn't participate in government resources for a certain period of time.
That's not correct. They needed a sponsor.
They needed a sponsor. That's true. Right. But there was no Medicaid, this, that, and the other. And, of course, the times were different. Mm-hmm. And government is not just an entity. It is not just that there's money magically there. It is the people's money.
Mm-hmm. What would
and
you do?
People, this
what
is
would you do?
About
we don't
voice.
Have enough time. We don't have enough time. What would you do?
By the way, you and a lot of other people who agree with you have been heard on this show again and again and again. And I take exception that you're not heard, but that's your opinion. What would you do, real quick?
I would, number one, screen people for health issues because
okay.
I work in tuberculosis.
Right. Okay, number two.
Okay, number two, I think that people need, I think the borders need to be sealed.
Borders are pretty secure. We're deporting more people than we ever have. What's number three?
And number three, I would work to try to help the individuals, of course, who are here already, but I certainly wouldn't allow more in until we get the situation settled in our own.
We don't disagree that much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
thanks.
Chris.
Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of our little ball of twine. Here we are. I'm Reverend Robert Leal of Community Christian Church, along with
Jude Hunts, Chancellor for the Catholic Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus Temple Bnei Yehuda, wherever you're from, wherever you're going, we're pleased to be able to say,
God bless.